I'll let you pick, and then we will do this one this week, and the one you don't pick, we'll do next week. All right. Jeez. I don't even know. I want to read this title. All right. The first one. I went to a glory hole yesterday, and I legitimately have no idea who or what sucked me off. The other one. I don't know why I picked these two today. My husband confessed to me that he wants me to peg him. I decided to give it a try last night, and it was a big mistake.
I mean...
Which one this week?
They're both good.
Yeah.
I guess...
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Inappropriate. I'm Jim.
And I am Steve.
And we have a roller coaster of a show for you guys today.
We had it together.
We had so much stuff that we had to like break it down and figure out exactly what we're going to give you today and what we're going to give you maybe next week.
I guess it's a good thing when you have too much stuff to talk about. To kick off the show, I do want to, it's kind of a gripe.
Okay.
All right. It's about the thumbnail last week.
I was waiting for you to say something.
I was going to send something to you the other day, but I was like, I'm just going to wait till I'm looking into your beautiful eyes to be like...
Purposely. So there was only like three to choose from, and one was not the same style of cartoon, and then those two were the same style.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, is it funnier if I make Steve the muscular one and me like the chubbier one? Or... could I piss Steve off a little bit by making him the chubbier one?
So I look at it and I'm like, what the fuck? This motherfucker made me look so awful in this. And then I look over and I see your picture and I was like, isn't this some shit? I was like, of course he's going to make himself the muscular one.
Muscular buff. And then, yeah. So if you haven't checked it out, what is our podcast name?
Inappropriate.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that thumbnail yet, go to either our Instagram or Facebook at Inappropriate with Jim and Steve. And you can see that.
And you will see that. And then picture one of your best friends posting being like this. Oh, this is how I want the world to see you. It was good, though. It was funny, but I was just like, son of a bitch.
And I have lately been doing... like a couple thumbnails and posting it on our Instagram on like Monday or Tuesday for people to vote which thumbnail they like. So go follow us. We're slowly ramping up our Instagram. So go follow us over the Instagram and help us out a little bit.
Yeah. And 2 weeks ago, that's probably the best one of all time.
Oh, the Diddy one?
The Diddy one is my favorite one.
That might be my favorite one.
Because we knew exactly what we were going to do right off the bat with that one.
100%. Oh, so what do we got for him, Steve?
Well, celebrity got drunk, did something stupid, so we're going to talk about that. And everyone remembers the conjoined twins. Well, they've gone through some life changes, and I want to...
They're back in the news, huh?
They're back in the news, so I want to talk about them a little bit.
I have three Reddit stories.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a Reddit gold because everyone loved last week's Reddit gold.
Mm-hmm.
I got messages at 7 a.m.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I have another Reddit goal, which I believe is the single most popular Reddit story in Reddit history.
Oh, okay.
So I have that. And then I also have two confessions.
Let's talk about drunk celebrities.
We love drunk celebrities.
I mean, who doesn't love drunk celebrities? Your boy, Morgan Wallen, was in the news.
That son of a bitch. I tell you what. We're going to his concert on May 8th or May 9th,
mm-hmm.
which was canceled from last year because he supposedly had lost his voice.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I believe that happened. Maybe he took a little stint in rehab. I don't know. But we're going to say, at least right now, he lost his voice.
Yeah, one of the things coming out now, he's had his issues with alcohol. One of the things in the article I read... the voice thing probably was caused.
I mean, it could be a coin flip, but if it came out that he went to rehab for 3 weeks, I would not doubt it. But what I haven't heard of anything other than the initial thing on the Ring Cam back when COVID first started.
And what was that?
He was coming home late with some buddies. They were all drunk. And he called his one friend the N-word.
That's one of the things I heard.
I don't think it was a hard R. I think it was the A. But, and it was an, I don't want to take up for him, but it was like an endearing, like, see you later kind of thing. But he was probably causing a ruckus. And anyway, his neighbor picked it up on their Ring cam.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And sold it to, like, I don't know, TMZ or somebody. He got booted off the Luke Bryan tour. He suffered a lot of consequences for that. He had one song out at that point. Mm-hmm. He was opener for, you know, the number one artist. Like, you can't just do normal shit. You know what I mean? Like so few people have this opportunity and you're fucking it up.
Would you rather him have a problem with alcohol or drugs?
I think alcohol is probably more manageable.
That's how I think too. That's how I think too. Because like all rock stars, you know,
yeah,
in the '80s, like they and just drank.
I guess my feeling with him is you're 30.
Yeah.
Could he be a young 30? Probably, because he's been uber famous for 5 years now. I don't know, like give or take.
Yeah.
So for the last 5 years since he was 25, no one has ever said no to him. And he's a number one artist ever, like streaming wise. And he has every song he touches is in the top 10. He can't do anything wrong. So I think for 5 years of that, you just think that you're untouchable.
I feel like with this incident that just happened, he'll probably, like, even though they did do it as a felony charge.
Sure.
Like, not a misdemeanor.
Explain people that haven't listened. Everyone probably knows. But if you haven't heard.
The other day, he was in Nashville. He was at this, what guy, Eric Church?
Eric Church's bar just opened up this weekend.
Yeah.
Or last weekend.
So he was there, and he threw a fucking chair off the rooftop bar or balcony or something like that.
Which is six stories up. Six fucking stories.
He threw a chair. It didn't hit anybody, but it landed in the vicinity of a couple cops. So they arrested him for, like, the charges that would go along with that, like, you know,
he could have
danger to the public and
killed people. Like, if that chair would have hit somebody, they would be dead.
Yeah. If you're security, you're not going to, like, go up and grab Morgan Wallen if he's grabbing the chair.
Yeah. Well, also,
probably lose your job.
Like, I haven't been to Chiefs, which is Eric Church's new bar, but it's humongous. It's absolutely, it's as big as Kid Rock's bar.
And is that big?
Yeah, it's humongous.
Do they call him the chief?
He named himself the chief. Or somebody named him the chief. I don't know, but his nickname is the chief.
Okay.
But you've been to Aldean's. Like, you could stand on the balcony and you could see right over it. There's nothing really stopping you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could run fast enough and just jump over if you wanted to fucking end it all. So it's not there's not that much. You could see down. But at the same time, I haven't seen the video. So I don't know if he looked over and then dropped it. Like, what are you fucking thinking? What are you proving at this point?
I know.
That you can do it?
I think that's where the mindset has to be.
Did somebody dare him? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
He's like, watch me do this. And then it fucking backfired.
Yeah.
Because he also was arrested in the past for, like, a public disturbance. Like, just being obnoxious and loud in in a bar, and then he got arrested for that. So it's like, it's kind of follows the pattern with him. So, and I was thinking about it, like, I've been pretty hammered in bars we've gone to, and I've never worried about, like, getting in trouble for doing something stupid. I never worry about that, and I don't get the idea of, no, it'll be cool. Hey guys, I'm going to throw this fucking chair off the side of this building.
Yeah, but if you look back, the people who have just gotten crazy famous, like Britney Spears, like, you start to just crack because you never have a moment to yourself. He's not just going to a bar, so he has 10, 12 people. And then all the hangers on. And then you have the people that are gawking him if he's on his own little section. I don't know. I feel just like that can make you crack. It still doesn't excuse Like, you're already Morgan Wallen. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know...
It doesn't make you cooler.
I had, until this story, I didn't even know what he looked like. And I thought he was black.
You thought Morgan Wallen was black?
Yeah, I thought he was a black guy. It sounds like a black person name, kind of. So...
You're thinking of Morgan Freeman.
Maybe. But it just, when I saw it, I was like, that's the fucking guy? He's got a stupid ass mustache.
Yeah, he...
Sorry to anyone who has a fucking stupid mustache.
I think part of his appeal, his look, is that he looks like everybody else.
Okay, so, yes. And that...
So dudes can like him because he's not like this super hot, sexy dude.
Yeah.
Because he's just an average dude. And women like him because he's kind of like your average dude, but he's a fucking bagillionaire.
Yeah.
And his songs are everywhere. So, of course, that can make a 5, a 10. Any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Like, nobody's swooning over him.
Yeah.
Going, you know, like, hell, he's so hot. Like, yeah. I'm sure he has a look for some people.
Yes, yes.
He's not a bad-looking dude. He's just not, like, a great-looking dude.
He looks like he should be visiting Nashville.
Yes.
Instead of, like, being a person of interest there. Now that they're going to have to, like, when Morgan Wallen's coming, move all the fucking chairs out of the
foam
room.
Yeah,
everything's going to be foam rubber everywhere.
And he had just kicked off the tour, like, 2 days prior.
Really?
So it's his tour. And it's like, I do understand that there are people, bands and artists, that will do something stupid to get in the news to promote indirectly their tour.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, like, they are strategic, you know, it's just like people.
Yeah, they hire a publicist, yeah. Then they tell them to do shit.
This dude is now going out with fucking Emma Watson or on pick. Yeah. But they're not really going out. They go out to dinner, they get a couple pictures, and then he gets brought up in the news. Oh, he's also got a tour or an album coming out or whatever.
Yeah.
But if he looked over that, if I saw the security footage, but I haven't, but if he looked over the building and saw nobody there, and just said, I'm going to drop this chair. It still doesn't make any sense. I can't even rationalize it. Like, okay.
Like he's trying to hit like a target and he's just like holding it off the side.
I don't know. Dude, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
He's a young, dumb 30-year-old who has a bunch of hits. And I'm going to his concert because I like his fucking music. But I swear to fucking God, if this motherfucker cancels this time around, it's going to be me and him. We're going to square up.
You're going to throw a chair at him. Guess who didn't get a chair thrown at him, but is in the news for a lot of reasons?
Who?
The conjoined twins.
Oh, they.
They, yes.
The original they.
Yes. They were, if you remember, they were on like Oprah when they were like little.
Have they had a reality show?
I don't, maybe on like TLC. I'm sure they.
Because I feel like their life has to be fascinating to a certain degree.
So one of them, either Brittany. God, I think it's Brittany. It's either Brittany or Abby. One of them got married.
Which is just so odd, right?
Yeah.
Not odd that they got married, but odd only one of them got married.
Yeah. The internet's ablaze because they got married and everyone has these fucking questions.
How do you fall in love with only one of them? You're like, which one do you pick?
Which one?
Like, I don't understand.
Like, I know. She's like, who's prettier, me or my sister?
And what does the other one do while they're having
sex? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit.
And then what happens if the one that's not married wants to get married?
Yeah.
Why did the one was able to get married?
So what happens when the one's married and, you know, when you're married, you just... A lot of times you're just at home with your significant other watching TV. Like, and she's going to be on fucking Tinder or whatever.
Swiping right.
Yeah. And she is going to, wants to go out on a date. So now her sister has to go with her and then leave the husband at home.
Whose vagina is it?
I have that answer.
Oh. I do have that answer. I don't know. Maybe that's just my default, but I'm thinking like, if only one of them really feels the vagina, I don't know how that works. But
the answer to that question is they both feel it.
Oh, so yeah. If the husband gives one an orgasm, he can look over to the other one like, "How'd you like that?"
They both feel it. So
God, that is so weird to have. To have relations. What if the husband starts peeking over at her at the sister and she's getting mad at her? Like, eye contact, motherfucker.
I know.
They have just one body.
Yeah, they have one body.
Left and right hand, left and right, like just one body.
Yeah, two one heads. Body, two heads.
Okay.
And they wrote, because everyone is asking, I'm just going to tell. Yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him.
You think the other one sneaks a lick?
I don't know. That's
or is she like repulsed?
Like if she's like getting all into it. Like I don't know if they both control an arm or one person controls. Like what happens if like one controls one arm, one controls the other arm? And
he's like, he wants both hands on it.
He wants both hands on it.
And she's like, no, you just want to fuck my sister.
Abby, I'm going to need you to take one for the team here. But yeah, but then think about like, she's doing that. One sister's going down on him and the like balls are just flapping all around. It probably like touches her other sister's cheek.
And how much freedom of the neck movement do they have?
It doesn't look like much.
Right. She said she goes down on him.
Yeah. Here's the picture.
That dude's smiling way too much. I don't know.
He's thinking I can marry two women. So,
but why would you want to marry two women?
God, I like how she says, "Yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there." Like,
well, obviously
she's fucking there. She can't go anywhere. She wants to be anywhere else.
That is their life. They don't have the option to think about not being there.
Yes,
like they are. They're a package deal.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you're going to
But what if he was like, I hate your sister. Like, you can never talk about her.
Yeah, you can never. And it's like, you can never have a conversation just with her.
Yeah.
Just with your wife, because the other one's always listening.
I thought I read when they are getting intimate, the other one will just read a book.
That's exactly what it says. It says, yes, my sister and I orgasm as one. But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast. So she puts the pleasure out of her mind. Think of that, like the idea of that. So she's reading a book. All right.
The bed shaking.
The bed shaking. He's just going to town.
If he's a sweater, yeah, you know what I mean? Like yeah. Sweating all over.
She's not going to be able to focus on the words. She's going to be like bouncing around. And
you know what I got the vision of that was funny? Like say they're having relations, right? And the other one, you know, is kind of moaning or whatever. But the one reading the book knows she's not into it because she's not really yeah, close.
She's faking it.
Right. So she knows the other one is. And then what if she was just like leaned over and goes, you're not hitting the right spot, brother. You know, like.
Giving them tips.
Right.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
What happens if she's like repulsed by her sister's husband?
I mean, you would think they have to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're in a relationship with him too. There's no
way around it. Like you are in a relationship with the other.
Yes.
The other sister.
Dude, if they had an OnlyFans, they would be multi-millionaires.
Dude, they would definitely make so much money.
Just the people that are into the weird shit would. The people that are just curious, like, what the fuck? How does it happen? I'd probably throw $10 in it for a month to see what the hell's going on.
I feel like, it's just the
I just have to see it for my own
eyes.
Yeah,
you just have to see what it looks like. Because you picture what goes on in your head. Like when they eat, do they eat two meals or do they split
because
one meal?
It's one stomach. Like, hey, you're eating too much. I want some. You know, like don't get all full.
Yeah. If you get nauseous, do both of them get nauseous?
When you envision them having sex, what position? Missionary?
Yeah, that's what I pictured.
Flip it around. Just do doggy style. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And then them two can just talk. And the one's just rolling her eyes like, God, I wish this guy motherfucker would come already.
She's like looking over at her sister like, is this over yet?
And then she could actually read the book.
Yeah.
Because she could put it on the bed.
Yeah, she could put it on the bed.
And then she could just turn it with one hand.
There's probably... Oh, they have... Do you think they have rules? Like... When my husband
rules.
Takes off your pants,
no.
You can't look at it.
No, they've seen everything.
Yeah. And that guy.
I don't know. I know exactly what you're saying. Like, how did he become in a relationship?
Yeah.
And not that they don't deserve love.
Yeah.
But it's just odd how that comes about.
Yeah.
Like, did he meet...
You got to know right off the bat, right? It's not something you could spring on them in a blind date.
Yeah. Yeah. And are they well off? I mean, because they can't work, right? I just don't know much about them, but it just seems... Obviously, they could work, but do they get two W-2s? Do they both get paid? Do they both get paid?
They got to work at the same place. Yeah. Are you hiring two people at the same time?
Right. Do they both make $20 an hour? Because you're the only can do one work, you know, or one could answer the phone and the other one could be talking to customers.
Like telemarketers. They could
both be working telemarketing.
Yeah. I feel like you would have to get two W-2s.
Yeah. The two different people.
Yeah. They have to.
Imagine hiring one and not the other. Yeah. And the other one just has to go to work.
Like they both apply for the same job and then you give it to the one, but you didn't tell the other one first.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. It's a fucking mess. But yeah, they're back in the news and all the questions that everyone has just come right back up.
Good luck to them. I mean, being married anyway is tough. Yeah. So I'm sure they have some obstacles, and then yeah, they have all the eyes. Yeah. At least they're famous. You know, if they weren't famous, it would be very tough.
I don't think there's no way you cannot be famous.
That's true. They're the only ones in the world, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. This is by popular demand. Since last week, we had so many messages about we should have gave people a warning about last week's Reddit story. So, apologies. I put the warning on Facebook afterwards. Does the poop knife ring a bell, Steve? It's just one of those stories that resonate with you and you say, what the fuck was going on? My family poops big. Maybe it's genetic. Maybe it's our diet, but everybody births giant logs of crap. If anyone has laid a mega poop, you know that sometimes it won't flush. It just lays across the hole in the bottom of the bowl, and the vortex draining water merely just spins it around and mocks you. Growing up, this was a common enough occurrence that our family had a poop knife. It was an old rusty kitchen knife that hung on the nail in the laundry room. Only to be used for exactly that and only that purpose. It was normal to walk through the hallway and have someone call out, hey, can you get me the poop knife?
It wasn't in the bathroom?
No, it was in the laundry room.
Mistake number one.
I thought it was a standard kit. You have your plunger, your toilet brush, and your poop knife. So fast forward to 22. It's been a day or two between poops, and I'm over at a friend's house. My friend was a local dealer and always had guests over because you can't buy weed without sitting on your ass and sampling it for an hour. I excused myself to lay a gigantic turd. I look down and see it sideways. So I crack the door and I call out for my friend. He arrives and I asked him for his poop knife. My what? Your poop knife, I said. I need to use it. What the fuck is a poop knife? Obviously, he has one, but maybe he calls it by a more delicate name. A fecal cleaver? A dung divider? I explain what it is and what I want and why I want it, and he starts giggling, then laughing. Then lots of people start laughing. It turns out the music stopped and everyone heard my pleas through the door. It also turns out that none of them have poop knives. It was just my fucked up family with their fucked up bowels. FML, I told this to my wife last night, who was so amused and horrified at the same time. It turns out that she did not know what a poop knife was and had been using the old rusty knife hanging in the utility closet as a basic utility knife. Thankfully, she didn't cook with it. So that's the story of the poop knife.
I mean, I understand like families have weird things.
It wasn't like a laugh, like super laugh out loud story, but I think that one just, it was just so left field with everyone. And how fucking jealous am I of their bowel movements? God damn. Like, talk about bowel cleansing movements. Holy shit.
If they have huge ones, they can't go all the time. It has to be
they
just...
eat nothing but fiber? Just protein and fiber.
I don't know.
Raw fucking meat. Do you want to do one of the quick... you want to do the other stories?
Yeah, sure.
Let's just... I'll let you pick, and then we will do this one this week, and the one you don't pick, we'll do next
week. All right.
Jesus, I don't even know. I want to read this title. All right. The first one. I went to a glory hole yesterday.
That one. I that one. All right, you can read the second one. Go ahead, finish that one.
Okay, so that one. I went to a glory hole yesterday, and I legitimately have no idea who or what sucked me off. The other one. I don't know why I picked these two today. My husband confessed to me that he wants me to peg him. I decided to give it a try last night, and it was a big mistake.
I mean,
which one this week?
They're both good. Yeah. I guess the glory hole. The glory hole.
So stick around next week to see what happened when the lady pegged her husband.
Yeah.
I went to a glory hole yesterday. This is a throwaway account because obviously I don't want my friends to know. I'm straight, but I'm spending this Valentine's Day alone after my divorce, and I haven't had sex in almost a year. My divorce was finalized 4 months ago. I've been really horny and lonely, so I decided to see if a glory hole was actually a real thing and not just like a porn myth. After some scouring of the web, I found a supposed location in a local adult video store and a code phrase to access it. And apparently, it was free and just for fun.
The owner's missing out on an earning opportunity.
I decided to take a shot with it because why the fuck not? I went there and awkwardly said the code phrase to the cashier, and she said, "Oh, right this way."
Can I go to the glory hole? That was the code phrase.
She led me down the hallway to the viewing booth, and I opened up the door and had a closed for maintenance sign on it. Oh, so maybe it was like a hidden door. The room next to it had the same sign. I went in and she said, "Have fun." There was a random glory hole porn playing on the TV, and there was, of course, a hole in the wall. My question is, are the hole in the walls something that they, just horny people, have made over time? Or did somebody build that, drill the hole for that sole purpose?
Maybe, yeah, they were probably like, we had all these weird storage closets. What are we going to do with them? They had to know they were going to. I mean, an adult bookstore.
Yeah, I don't know. I was anxious, and the thought of there being a dude out on the other side freaked me out, so I didn't peek to see what was on the other side. As I unzipped, I saw a tongue through the hole, and it wiggled around a bit.
Is that person just sitting there waiting for a dick to get in the hole?
Yeah, and how long would they be there?
Yeah.
Is that something they just get there when they open? First one in gets to suck some dick.
Yeah.
Someone was definitely there. I felt like I'd come too far, and I was just really super horny. I went over and put my dick and balls through the hole. Oh, man, this must be a big hole.
Yeah.
Or he's got a small dick and balls.
He could probably feed one through, then the second one through.
shoving it in.
Yeah.
I put my dick and balls, and almost immediately a hand grabbed it and started rubbing lube and stroking me. Eventually, after I got hard from the hand job, they started sucking, and honestly, they gave me the best blow job I've ever experienced. Well, eventually, after 10 minutes, I knew I was going to come. Apparently, the etiquette for this is you knock on the wall.
I was about to guess that you knock on the wall.
So I knocked, and I felt their hands squeezing my balls, and I feel like I'm just reading erotica.
I know.
So I knocked and felt their hands squeezing my balls, and the entire cock was swallowed as I came. They kept sucking for a long time, and I felt my eyes cross. Jesus. Finally, they finished and kissed the tip, so I pulled back. After catching my breath, collecting myself, dealing with the post-nut clarity. There it comes, the post-nut clarity shame. Yeah. I zipped up and left the room. On my way out, I saw the cashier again. She smiled, waved, and said, "Come again." I felt super nervous about it, and I'm going to get tested for STDs to make sure I didn't catch anything. I don't know if it's something I'll ever do again, but it was really good aside from the worry about STDs, the shame, and the worry about whether it was a dude or not, because honestly, I don't know.
Like he sticks it through and feels like bristles.
Oh, I mean, it was a dude. Women don't fucking do that.
No. If you watch it on TV, that person's paid to do it. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking thing that you see.
As much as a guy would like there to be a woman just waiting, women don't really go into adult video stores. Nobody really goes into adult video stores anymore. So the people that do, in my mind, are like the old dudes who haven't grasped the concept of how much free porn is on the internet. They just don't know how to use it. Yeah. So it's just those old dudes. And then couple that with the fact it's old gay dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah, yeah.
hanging out in a dark ass booth. I don't know. Like I half believe that they were existed and half believe that it was just a porn myth.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the myth has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it has to be a guy. I agree.
Because a woman that wants just to suck a random dick can do so.
Yeah, it's not...
You're not going to have a problem finding some random dude in a local hole-in-the-wall bar. Hole-in-the-wall pun. Yeah. To be like, hey, can I just blow you in my van?
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, yeah, okay.
Put this piece of cardboard up and just stick your dick through the hole.
I don't trust people enough to stick my dick through a wall.
See, that would be, I mean, yeah, you could.
Because I feel like there could be like a murder, not like a murder, but like somebody's going to like chop your dick off.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why they have a secret word, you know, or they got to vet people somehow to make sure.
He found on the internet. The secret word is not, but I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, the cashier knows who's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was probably like, yeah, you got sucked off by Charlie. He's one of our best.
You're going to have a good day today. I reckon I love it.
God, I don't know. Because it's kudos, I guess, to whoever, if you could do that. I just...
Like, you say the code word. They go to... They take you back in the hallway. She does the secret thing, opens up the maintenance door, says, have fun. And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't want to be on this side. I want to be on the other side.
Well,
like, is there that conversation? Like,
I think it's just a two-way hole. Whoever gets their dick in there first, it's just a race.
Somebody runs. You're like walking back and someone just blows right past you when you open up the door. And you're like, I gotta do it, you know?
I'm sure there's a whole underworld of etiquette and shit that you...
Yeah. I mean, someone, like, it is knowledge that you have to knock on the wall. So there's probably a whole bunch of rules.
Yeah.
They never went into that in that Nicolas Cage movie, 8mm. They should have.
Plot hole.
Yeah, it's a plot hole.
Yeah, I don't think we would have anybody call us or DM us that they've been to a glory hole.
God, I wish. If you have.
But if you know anybody, that they're willing to speak.
Yeah.
No judging. Yes. We don't judge over
yes,
here.
Yes, you can have a fake name.
No, we don't judge much over here.
Yeah, I don't even care.
I think we went too far today, Steve.
Yeah, it went all around the merry-go-round there.
The poop knife story was almost wholesome. Was actually was wholesome. It was about as wholesome as you could get.
Yeah, I guess
then
so.
And we went way too far. But stick around next week. We're going to hear about a wife that pegged her husband and did not go as planned. Imagine that.
I can't wait.
Thank you, everybody. And please share the podcast. And if you got Spotify... Or
Apple.
Give us a 5-star review.
Yes,
we need 2 5-star reviews. So if you're listening to this and you're listening on iPhone or Spotify, give us a review.
Click the stupid button.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Come back next week. I am Jim.
I'm Steve.